helping you to weather good and bad economies without putting retirement on hold. This is the Tumalo Financial Podcast with Ken and Nick Tumalo. Ken and his son Nick know that creating a comprehensive financial plan can align your hard-earned life savings with your retirement goals. Consider them your retirement architects. Now, the Tumalo Financial Podcast with Ken and Nick Tumalo.
Now, on the TV show Parks and Rec, were you a fan of this show, Ken?
No.
Okay.
It's whatever my wife puts in front of me, I watch.
I gotcha. Well, Parks and Rec had Nick Offerman on it, and Ron Swanson, he was a man's man on the show, basically. And even though Ron works for the government, he doesn't truly trust the government. Like the time he was teaching the concept of taxes to a young student. Take a listen to this clip.
This is your lunch. Now, you should be able to do whatever you want to with this, right? If you want to eat all of it, great. If you want to throw it away in the garbage, that's your prerogative. But here I come, the government, and I get to take 40% of your lunch. And that, Lauren, is how taxes work.
That's not fair.
You're learning. Uh-oh, capital gains tax.
So clearly he was teaching taxes in a kind of a brutal way to a child right there. And just because you retire, it doesn't mean the government stops collecting. How does good tax planning allow you to keep more of your lunch, so to speak, Ken?
I want to use that in some of my meetings.
I'll send it to you.
You should have did it to John when he got his first job. Do you remember how that went?
My middle son. Yeah, now we're going to get a little sidetrack here. My middle son actually, his first job that he worked 40 hours, let's put it that way, all of a sudden he got his paycheck and he's like, where's the money? I'm like, well, a good portion of it went to taxes. Why? And you show him on the stub and he's like, that's not fair. And so this is a kid that just got out of college, you know, and you're kind of going through college. You're not really taught that you lose half your paycheck.
Right.
So he started his job thinking he was going to make a ton of money. And then he looked at it and he goes, oh, it should be 400. It's only 200. What's going on? It wasn't that extreme. But yeah.
It's a heartbreaking moment for everyone when that happens the first time.
Yeah. And when you realize it coming out of college and you're like, okay, I got to rethink this. Hopefully he keeps working. He is. But you really think about it, and we show it all the time, Nick and I, when we're doing that retirement checkup and you start to look at, for example, Roth conversions. Roth conversions sometimes, I'm going to say sometimes because it's not right for everyone, sometimes will give someone a huge advantage. And a lot of times, if it's someone that saved a lot, think of it this way. If you were to leave a child or, you know, a grandchild, we'll just say $500,000. We're making up this number now, but $500,000, it was all in an IRA. Well, obviously that child isn't going to inherit that whole $500,000 because the government's going to inherit a piece of it too. Mm-hmm. So you're leaving the government. They're one of your beneficiaries. So you do these conversions and you're moving money from these IRAs, paying some taxes now so later on you won't have to. And when you have time, it makes up for the taxes. Mm-hmm. So instead, if you're leaving that child $500,000 in a Roth, that $500,000 is a true number. So it's easy to say to someone, would you rather leave your child a true $500,000 or really only $250,000 because half's going to the government? And it's really easy for someone to say, oh yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to do that strategy. So a lot of times when we're building these strategies, we want to show before and after. We want to give a reason why we're doing what we're doing. And I stress it, we do workshops, and when we're doing workshops, a lot of times it's really just to educate people. But the idea is I want them to start to think whole picture because it's just not about just the investments. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do the investments, we do everything. But when you add some of these strategies into it, you can improve someone's plan greatly. So I know we talked about John there, but I met with a woman, and this is back, and it's single woman. She has two kids. And one of her main goals was get as much to the kids later on as she can. That was her main goal. And the reason why she was talking like that, she had a pretty good pension coming in, good social. She really wasn't spending her accounts. And she had everything she needed, was able to do everything she wanted to do just based off of that. So all that she saved in that 401k wasn't really, I'm not going to say it wasn't needed, but projected that she would never need it for her lifestyle.
Okay.
And so her main goal was really, okay, how do I get most of that to my kids? And that was the main reason for calling us and coming in and visiting with us, is like, I know there's things that I can do. I have advisors telling me things, but they're not telling me why I should do it, which is great because we always like to show the why. And I know you say Nick and I, we really like numbers. So we start to build spreadsheets out. But to put that in front of someone and think about that, if you're across the table from Nick and I, and we put a big spreadsheet in front of you, like, oh boy, look at all these numbers. What do I do with this? All we do is we highlight a couple numbers and we make it easy for the person. So we can say, yes, you're not touching. And this is what we did with her. Yes, you're not touching that money. But if you do nothing, this is what your child gets minus taxes, the two kids. But if you do these conversions over just 3 years, and we only showed it for a couple, 3 years just to show the effect on it, the kids ended up receiving, it was about $90,000 more that wasn't going to be taxed, which is huge. Because you take that $90,000, which could have only been $60,000 or $70,000 after it was taxed, but now they get the full $90,000. So in planning, what we always want to look at, is there a tax play in this? We already know the government's going to have their hand out for their cut.
Mm-hmm.
we also know the issue that when we get to age anywhere from 73 to 75, everyone's different based on the rules of the IRS, but we know at that point, we have to take money out of our accounts. It's required. That's those required minimum distributions mm-hmm. that we have to go through. But when we're looking ahead in the planning process and we identify those points, when someone's forced to take money out and pay taxes, the whole idea there is to try to get ahead of that. So tax planning's huge. If we can do some things early, then we can get ahead of it and minimize the taxes. And not to go down this road, because this is actually a scary road, I'll add this before I finish up on the question. We are probably, I already know, we're at one of the lowest points in history of the amount that we pay in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have an issue where our national debt keeps going up and up and up. Now, the thing is we don't know where, and here we go with the government again, and Nick Offerman's going to love this, but the whole thing is what are they going to do? And we already know they have to do something. We can't fault them for it. But the thing is do you cut services or do you raise revenue? Raising revenue, the quick, easy way is actually raise taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So we know it's coming. Eventually, they're going to have to raise taxes. And if you're running these tax strategies early rather than later, what you're doing is you're making these changes in a lower tax, where the tax code is at a lower tax bracket. Let's call it that way. You pay less in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you hear people say, well, taxes are on sale right now because we don't know what they're going to be 5-10 years from now, not even 4 years from now. But if they start to raise the taxes, remember I said how the kids inherit the money, and if it's all IRA, they have to pay the taxes on it? Well, right now, let's say they had to pay 22% in taxes on it. What if they had to pay 40% in taxes on it by that point? So you're leaving the IRS even more money. So what you did, you worked hard your whole life. Keep what you worked hard for in your hands, in your family's hands. Get ahead of it. Build a plan. Come in for that Tumul Financial Retirement Checkup. Know where you stand. Know what strategies are out there. Our number, 860-854-3434.
Investment advisory services provided through Tucker Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Tumalo Financial is independent of Tucker Asset Management.